Are you tired of going to Liberty events only to meet higher fees and diminishing attendance? Is it troubling that your banners have to be approved by the Libertarian Central Planners? Are you tired of seeing your friends physically removed because they said something edgy? Hey, that's none of my business. Then you should check out the Jackalope Freedom Festival non-event at Baca Meadows in the cooler part of northern Arizona. Meet Liberty activists, listen to talks, have a beer with Hoppy, score some free Freedom Fiends merchandise, camp under the stars, and fight the state with delicious Navajo tacos. And the best part is that there's no fees or libertarian general scrutinizes. Check out jackalopefreedomfestival.com for more information and directions. Runs from August 1st through 8th. That's jackalopefreedomfestival.com.
So, all right, ready?
Yep.
This is the Zombies Government New Podcast, coming to you from deep within a subterranean zombie-proof bunker somewhere in the Sonoran Desert. We send out seditious signals of liberty and voluntary interactions to help you navigate and survive the hordes of state-worshipping undead that seek to assimilate you.
Zombies Government New Podcast is covered by a BIPCOT no-gov license. Use and reuse by anyone except governments or their agents is okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay.
BIPCOT it, baby. What's up, Drew?
Governments, don't touch me. That's right. Not much, man. I just saw you for a solid 8.5 hours at work, and now we're hanging out afterwards.
That's right. After Dave and Drew after hours.
That's right. After. Let's
get it on.
At 2 p.m, folks. It's after hours for us.
That's right.
Good thing about working early is you get to start drinking early.
Which we are.
We are.
Yeah. Little Dawn of the... Let's talk about this beer.
Dawn of the Red?
Dawn of the Red, which is a red IPA.
You told me about this before. I remember seeing... I think you sent me a picture of the case, and first time having it, I'm still trying to warm up to the IPAs, but
yeah,
I'm digging this one. I like it.
It's my weapon of choice, the IPA.
They all taste the same, though.
To the uninitiated, perhaps. I don't want to get a...
Oh, no, don't drop your monocle in your pint glass, please.
Let me straighten my bow tie here.
I'm wondering, if I poured 3 IPAs, maybe 4 IPAs in a mug, and you took a sip of each, do you think you can tell me, assuming these are all beers that you've had before, can you differentiate them?
Like by name? Like what?
Just by taste. Like, you know that you're playing with, and you know which beers are being used. Say, you know, Dawn of the Red here, and we were just talking about the Sam Adams Grapefruit IPA, and then...
Well, by color, you can tell on Sculpin. Some of them. So.
No, blind.
Man. Okay, blind taste. Blind. Blindfolded.
Yeah, just by taste, and you know which four, you know, that you're playing with, and you got to name which ones they are.
I feel pretty confident I can do it. Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Sounds like a challenge for the Too Legit with Drew and Nick podcast.
Let's go. Yes, also a very good one.
I was convinced that I can tell the difference between... The 4 domestic big dogs.
How'd that work for you?
I haven't done it yet.
Oh, okay.
No, I challenged my friend. She works at a bar.
I think you can.
And I think so.
Yeah.
The only one I'd have a hard time with is between Bud Light and Michelob Ultra.
Yeah.
But Coors has an Apache Junction Bud Light taste to it.
Yeah. Bud Light's got that, I don't know,
they all
Mesa
have,
taste.
They are. They all have this. They have a certain panache to them, and panache is way too fancy of a word to use for those beers. But anywho,
well, we're doing Dawn of the Red, man, which is by Ninkasi Brewing Company in Oregon, and it's a great beer, man. And the logo is killer because it's obviously it's a play on the George R. Romero Dawn of the Dead, Dawn of the Red, and it's got a zombie hand punching through the ground throwing Slayer. So.
Yeah, I don't have the same IPA palate as you, but I do like this beer. You're not going to go wrong when it says it's 7%.
No, not at all. The only thing that could be better is we were drinking it at Jackfest or the Jackalope Freedom Festival, which is going on right now. And
got me all excited. We can make this a Jackfest.
Yeah. Okay. it's a double entendre. No, but yeah, I wish I was there so bad right now. Going,
what's going on out there?
Well, the Jack Fest is the Jackalope Freedom Festival, little festival up here in northern Arizona, and I didn't make it this year. I'm bummed.
You were talking about it.
Yeah, I was trying to get you to go.
You're recruiting me.
You got a truck.
I just...
No, I'm just kidding. You got a four-wheel drive.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I couldn't make it happen, man. Just the finances and the timing. And
yeah.
So next year, everybody have fun out there for me. If you're listening, and if you're listening and you got some time off and nothing to do this week, head up there. We'll put a little, we'll put it in the liner notes or whatever. So link to the thing if you want to get up there. It goes through the 8th. So you definitely got a few more days if you can make it up there.
It's going on now?
Yeah.
Holy crap. It's a week-long festival?
I know, right? It's a non-event.
Excuse me, non-event.
Love it. So it's kind of a not really organized by anyone. It's kind of a spontaneous thing. So very cool.
My first taste of... You know, the liberty-driven group of folks was at Comic-Con at your panels, and I had a really hard time gauging the crowd.
Yeah.
There's a few, as I guess there would be in any large group, there's a few fanatics that freaked me out, and there's a few that I can have a conversation with, and just everything in between, and I kind of wonder what that crowd of people looks like at Jackfest.
Oh, I'm sure they're all lovely people.
Oh, I'm sure.
They love liberty.
Yeah.
We'll find out next year, dude.
Yeah, you will.
Somebody will in this room. So then, yeah. And then there's another one coming up, the Midwest Peace and Liberty Coalition, or Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest 4. And that's at the end of August. So that one's way too far for me to make. But
Michigan.
If you're listening and you're in that neck of the woods, either you probably already know about it, but if you don't, definitely something cool you should try to make it out to.
Yeah.
So we'll link to that in the notes too.
If you guys are going to the Lions training camp, you know, be sure to hit up that Peace and Liberty Coalition Festival.
I don't think anybody's going. No.
Lions fans were a proud bunch.
That's cool, man. Stick with your team, bro.
You have to.
So what else is going on, Drew?
Not a lot, man. Well, I shouldn't say that. Shoot, I took 2 weeks off of work. Oh, it was so good. Went to Buffalo for a week, hung out with my sister and her family, saw Niagara Falls. Been there a few times, but it's still just gorgeous to see.
I went once when I was 10 to Niagara Falls, and, you know, mm-hmm. when you're 10, it's cool, but I don't remember it.
I wonder, yeah,
so long ago.
If at 10, if you can kind of take it all in. I mean, I'm walking. Right. The whole thing. It's a gosh dang.
It's probably like
park.
If people come to the Grand Canyon when they're kids. It's like, okay, yeah.
I was there when I was a kid, and I don't remember it, and I don't remember rocking my world. But I mean, I'm looking.
But now
at
you go, and it's like,
yeah. And that's another thing I want to do. I definitely want to see the Grand Canyon as an adult. Buffalo was great.
It's pretty far, dude. So
weather, yeah. I'd have to make a trip out of it.
I mean, you only had like 2 weeks off. I don't know how you. You couldn't have possibly squeezed it in there.
There's a lot of sleeping in, drinking.
Nothing wrong with that.
Day drinking.
Too bad Niagara Falls. Did you go in through New York, right? It's in New Yorkistan.
Yeah.
You don't have to go in through Canada, right? I'm trying to remember when.
No, there is a Canadian side to it.
Right, right.
Of course.
I think
I've been on the Canadian side 2 times. And that's gorgeous too. Shoot, you can, with driving to get through Canada, there's this highway that just cuts through this rich neighborhood. You just see these gorgeous old homes, man. I love seeing those too. And the Canadian side is good because you get the better view from the Canadian side.
Of course.
We did the Maid of the Mist. It was a great weekend. My niece's birthday. Then we baptized her. So all of a sudden she's my goddaughter. And yeah, it was a fun time. But I was more than happy to come home. Like 4 or 5 days away from my house and being surrounded by people. I don't know about you, but I hate being surrounded by people for that long. I need my time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Actually, when's the last time you had your time? God, you're in a house full of women and children.
I'll have it when I'm dead.
Okay, well.
This is my time right now, man. You know, and it's been too long because I love doing it. But, scheduling and, you know.
Yeah, we were talking about how long it's been, and I know Too Legit took a break for a while, just conflicting schedules, being real busy and all that, and it's fun getting back into it. You know, when you're doing it, you realize how much you miss it.
Oh, dude, I miss it every day.
Yeah. Hey, happy to be here.
If I did it every day, I'd get a little bit better at it. So,
all right, your audio is better than mine.
So, but yeah, speaking of podcasting, I'm going to do a little promotion here of a great podcast that I heard about called Libertarians on Fire, and it's just awesome, dude. If you haven't heard it, check it out. It's on Facebook and Twitter. I don't have the website here, but dude, the audio on it is awesome. The content's really cool. And the host is great. He, really knows what he's talking about, and he breaks down like a lot of essential concepts or whatever in a pretty really easy way to understand. And he did a really cool one on like on the O.J. Simpson trial, like, you know, how he viewed it at the time when he was more like, you know, conservative or whatever. And now he's gone back and looked at it more like through a libertarian lens, and did one on the cops, which is great. You know, the cops and how they basically just work for the government, which is pretty obvious these days, but
I'd be interested,
not to everybody, I guess.
I'd be interested to hear that one, especially with OJ. Cause I saw the few specials, I saw the thing that the Cuba Gooding Jr. did, on FX, and ESPN did that really good one, and they just boil it down to a lot of race issues. And I'd be curious what a libertarian's take is.
Well, check
it
out, because it's a great episode.
Okay.
So, yeah, Libertarians on Fire. Go check it out. We're here to spread the word of liberty, and they do it right. So,
good
times.
I listened to it just to hear the audio quality.
Oh, it's so good, dude. I'm so jealous. I might have to, ask him what he's doing.
Just ask him to send you a picture of what his mixer setup looks like.
Yeah.
Like, where are your levels at?
No, I think he got a lot of the same advice that I got from Michael Dean's website, Fiendphone website. If you go Creamy Radio Audio, if you're going to start a podcast or anything like that, dude, it's the best audio advice I ever found on the internet. And I think I have decent audio. It's not great. Like, I need to kind of do some more soundproofing in the room. Probably mix it with some levels and stuff, but creamyaudioradio.com. Michael Dean did it right, man, so check it out.
That's how I know Freedom, you and I
Freedom Fiends,
we're just on different pages with our audio. You're like, yeah, I need soundproofing, and I just throw some microphones in. I'm like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, whatever. So
don't yell, you're gonna make the guitar on the wall, vibrate. Yeah, no, I don't do that. And it sounds like it.
So, yeah, speaking, dude, right now, the only thing I can think about, honestly, is the TV show. There's a great TV show on Netflix called Stranger Things.
Heard a lot about that show. Yeah. That's blowing up.
And I've been trying to get you to watch it.
You have been. Is it an...
Not just for the show, but just because it is a... Not for just the podcast, but it is a great show.
Is it another Netflix original?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, they're killing it with their originals.
No, absolutely. It's just great. I've only like 5 episodes in.
Oh geez, that's more than I thought you'd be. Are they half hour or hour long?
About 50 minutes. So
wow,
normal hour long.
Okay,
with a little commercial free. It's great. But no, it's so good, dude. It's
got a quick summary.
Yeah, it's basically like it's. I kind of describe it as Stand By Me, meets The X-Files, or did you ever see Super 8?
No,
Super 8 by J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, I remember. No, I didn't.
It's really reminiscent of that, but it's really cool, man. It's set in the early 80s.
That's a fun era.
Yeah, in a small mountain town, and basically it's a child goes missing, and it leads to this... whole discovery, certain events start happening. The one kid goes missing, and then this girl shows up, and she's kind of got supernatural or enhanced superhuman powers. And she falls in with the group of kids' friends, with the kids' friends, and they try to solve the mystery. So it's just really cool. Visually, it's great. It captures that whole early 80s feel and look just perfect, dude.
How old are the kids?
They're probably in grade school.
Okay,
third, fourth, fifth grade-ish.
I'm trying to get an idea of, the maturity level or the age of the
kids. Yeah, probably, right, 10 or 11 years old, about.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's killer, dude.
I'll give it a shot.
It weaves so many like elements of pop culture into it. Like they start out playing Dungeons and Dragons, and you think, oh, you know, which is I read so many, like growing up, I would read Dungeons and Dragons books, but I would never play the game. I never actually played the game, you know.
Any reason why?
I just never had any friends that like did it.
You didn't have friends?
Yeah.
I never had any friends.
Okay. Clap. Please clap. Uh-huh. Cry for me, Argentina. Jeez. No, no, I just didn't have friends that played it, but I would read, you know, I read fantasy, I read science fiction, I read all that, so. Mm-hmm. But, and then the Dungeons and Dragons game actually, like, they tie it into why this kid's missing, and, you know, it's just, it's great, man.
Okay.
So.
Netflix has done a killer job of their original programming, and now it's to the point where, much like I used to do with record labels, if I see something as a Netflix original, doesn't matter what it is, I'm probably going to watch it.
Or yeah, you at least put it in the queue.
Yeah. I did that with like Metal Blade Records and Fat Records and Nitro Records. Anything from them, I'm like, no, I trust the label. And now I trust the brand of Netflix, and I'm going to watch it. I know one of the cousin roommates has been watching it, so I'm sure it's already in the queue. God knows. I mean, I just finally finished Game of Thrones, so I have time to adopt another show, and I'm looking forward to actually starting a show that's new. Well, actually, if it's on Netflix, I can still binge on it and knock it out in like 2 weeks, and then I can find a new show to watch.
Yeah, I don't binge watch a lot, dude, because
you don't have the time to constraints. Do it.
But this one, I'm like almost physically addicted, like wanting to watch it.
You're 5 episodes in on an hour long an episode show, which I'm impressed with. Because I know what your time situation usually looks like,
and I'm willing to risk the ire and wrath of my wife to watch the show. I told her, I'm like, she's like, you're watching it without me. I'm like,
you just looked over your shoulder.
I'm like, I'm like, it's for show prep. That was my excuse, you know. I'm okay. Like, I'm watching it for the show.
Right, I got your back, man.
So
I gotta justify anyway,
she'll catch up. But no, it's so good, and I'm glad that you finally got into Game of Thrones. It only took like your new lady to get you into it. Yeah. It sounds like so. How many years have I been trying to work on you to get in to watch that?
Probably a solid year and a half. Probably since season, maybe five, end of 4, beginning of 5. I think you've been trying to get me on it, but I didn't have well, here's my reason for not watching it. My the only HBO Go access I had was from my ex. I was not going to ask for that one.
No, yeah.
So I... actually, you know, no, we had that.
You got to cut that. It's a cord-cutting thing in more ways than one.
Yeah.
You don't want to retie that together.
No, I don't. No, certainly don't. No, so I made excuses for not watching it. But no, I started dating a lady back in May, and she got me to watch it. Honestly, it took me until season 3. I had to not suffer. I had to sit through 3 seasons of it, and I really wasn't interested. And then the story started picking up, and but even now, I'm not super into it like everyone else is. Still,
yeah,
I like the story. I like what it's doing.
It's not everybody's cup of tea. I get that, but
no, I'm still a casual.
Some people, I think, some people look at it and see, oh, it's, you know, it's medieval or fantasy, and you know, there's dragons, and you know,
yeah,
but. All that stuff is pretty like minimalized, you know. It doesn't really focus on that, you know. I remember I picked up the book when the show was first going to start. I had really never seen it before.
Was that your first time picking up the book?
Yeah.
Like
before the first season came out, they put the books out again or whatever, and it had like Sean Bean on the cover. You know, I love Sean Bean. You know, most things. Lord of the Rings. He was in. He's Ned.
Oh,
Ned Stark.
Okay.
And He was, you know, he's in Lord of the Rings and all that. He's just a fun actor. So I was like, oh, I'll check it out. And I read all the books, and you know, so when the show came on, I was hooked. Mm. But yeah, it's such a great, of course, you know, and it has zombies in it, which is fun too. The whites.
Honestly, I don't care about the White Walkers. There's a few storylines I'm not very invested in. There's other storylines that I really like a lot. One thing I really like about the show is, not so much the gore or the fight scenes or the violence. I kind of more like where they are culturally, how you get you get married for property or for sake of power, not because of love or the way they treat women.
Because it benefits your standing or your house.
Yeah.
Your legacy.
I love the difference of perspective.
It's political.
Yeah. I'm much more interested in that, or when, that little bit that Tyrion was acted as Hand of the King, and I'm awful with names. Who's that bald guy? Looks like a cancer victim.
Oh, the eunuch?
Yeah.
Varys?
Yeah, him. And he had a conversation.
He's the puppet master, basically. Well, yeah. No spoiler, really. But.
Sure. But he had that conversation with Tyrion and said, Ned never believed in playing the politics, but, here you are. And he's like, I love it.
And honestly, I could just watch it for Tyrion because he's so – they cast him perfectly. Peter Dinklage, the little guy. So
yeah. I kind of wish – any movie that I've seen with him in it, I wish I have already seen Lord of the Rings. God damn it. I wish I had already seen
– Dude, just – he's not a hobbit, bro. Just because he's an actual little person or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, I saw X-Men Days of Futures Past, and I hated the casting of that, of him in the role as
He was better in Elf.
He was good. actually, he was good in Elf because it was a comedy, so things were out of place for a reason.
But he's a great actor.
He is a great actor. Yeah. The X-Men movie, and then he did that movie with Melissa McCarthy, which I thought was another stupid casting job.
I never.
But
usually it has Melissa Melissa McCarthy in it. I'm not going to watch it.
That movie was actually okay. I think it was called The Boss.
Yeah.
It was okay.
And that goes for Ghostbusters. I'm not going to watch Send Your Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I'll wait for Redbox.
Exactly.
But no, I'm digging. He's perfect for the character, and I like how they play into it. He says, "Well, I was born like this, so I may as well be smart."
He just says all the best lines. I drink and I know things. That's what I do.
That's perfect. I'm digging it. And now I'm looking forward to the next season. I heard season 8 is the last one, which makes me very excited for season 7 because things are going to really come to a head because they're going to be going for broke.
Yeah. Well, no, but it's just cool because it's all about the nature of power and what it does, what people do to achieve it and what happens to them once they have it. And, you can get caught up in the whole, like I said, it's very inspired by, like the War of the Roses and, medieval times and feudalism. Mm-hmm. And there are those elements of, magic or dragons, but those are like totally downplayed. It's not like Lord of the Rings, Lord of the Rings, where it kind of takes like a front seat. So it's more about like power and human nature and that way it is kind of like Lord of the Rings, because basically J.R.R. Tolkien was kind of an anarchist, man. And that's what the ring represents, is that it's power and nobody should wield it. It's better just to destroy it. Very cool show, man. I'm glad you got on board a little bit.
Yeah, I'm there. I like it. What sucked watching is there's been a few like big spoilers that people have ruined for me.
Dude. Well, I read all the books before. Most of the seasons came out, and so it was. It's always been fun to kind of know what's going to happen in advance and like wait to see people's reaction. It's been a few years, so. No spoilers here. The Red Wedding. Mm-hmm. I read that scene in the book and I was like, are you kidding me? I was like ready to just throw it down. I was like, God, dude. So he knows really how to yank his characters around or the readers around by, nobody's safe. So it's cool.
Yeah. Which that I thought was cool. Maybe the downside with me being able to binge on it is, it's not making me wait and sit and stew.
Not
for
have
a
time
week.
To process it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, I just see these things back to back, and maybe it takes it out of takes a little fun out of it a little bit.
Read the books.
I keep every time I'm here, man. I always see the book, and I think of taking it because I know you'd let me.
Yeah, I would. Actually, dude, I used to read a lot, and I kind of got out of it, man. And I blame my smartphone. Which is, it's a cop-out because I make that choice.
It's a good reason, though.
But once I got my smartphone, dude, I totally, my reading, level, not my reading level in terms of comprehension, but my the amount I was reading, like, you know, like, yeah, totally dropped off. Mm-hmm. But recently I was trying to been reading more.
I've never been a good reader. I just can't. I don't have that concentration. I don't know if it's something I don't allow myself to have, or if it's just a matter of it clicking, if I'm just not wired that way. I don't want to admit defeat so quickly with it, but
yeah,
I have a hard time reading. I've only read a few books from beginning to end, but I'd like to give Lord of the... God damn it.
Dude, get your fantasy series correct. Come on, man.
Sorry, man. I'd really like to read Harry Potter, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, dude. I have a Harry Potter story.
Okay.
On Saturday, I went to the book release at a local bookstore here.
Did you at least have your kids with you?
Oh, yeah. No, okay. I went by myself. No, dude. I've never read the books. I've watched, like,
okay,
I don't know, 3 or 4 of the movies, maybe.
Okay.
Never watched them all, but not my cup of tea necessarily, but we went because one of my kids is really into it. And, it was...
Like the crowd?
Well, it was like this tiny bookstore, and there is way too many people. Like, they were doing the best they could, and it's a really cool bookstore.
Were they underprepared?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I think they were, for the amount of people that mm-hmm. were there. Yeah, there's still a big appetite for that, man. And it's not even technically, because it was a new book that was released, but it's not even technically a new book. It's like it's a transcript or the script of a play that they do in England or wherever. So
really,
anyway. Yeah. So.
I've seen a lot of, you know, a lot of people having that book, and I guess I assumed that it was a continuation of the story.
Yeah, I think it is. But anyway, I don't know. Mm-hmm. All I know is it was way too hot in that bookstore, dude. The AC was not up to handling that much body heat.
We're already in the Arizona heat, man. We don't need extra misery.
So anyway, yeah, Stranger Things, Game of Thrones. It's so good, dude. I want to watch Stranger Things right now.
I got to give it a shot. I just started Vice Principals on HBO, and I'm digging that one. And
is that the one with what's his name? Danny McBride. Yeah.
It's like Kenny Powers as a principal. Bag, he is. And
I don't know if he is in real life, but God, he plays one to the hilt.
He sounds pretty smart in real life.
Oh, I'm sure. Most comedians are.
Yeah, he...
except that one you sent me.
Jim Jeffries?
Yeah. Anyway. I want to say most comedians are, you know. A lot of the good ones are George Carlin, Doug Stanhope, you know.
Yeah.
Even Louis C.K. Yeah,
geez, man. Some of them.
No. I always agree with Louis C.K., but he's smart and he's funny.
Yeah, he has good...
I actually went and saw The Secret Lives of Pets this week with my kids. That was actually good, man. It was fun.
Okay.
Probably my second favorite kids animated movie I saw. I didn't think I would like Zootopia, but I did.
You said second favorite. What's your first favorite?
Like animated?
Yeah.
Zootopia. I really enjoyed that one.
Like more so than Toy Story?
And I thought...
Are we going through the whole...
No, I'm talking about just that was released this year, yeah. So, no, it's not good. I didn't think I'd like Zootopia because it's like, oh, you know, they're cops and, you know.
Oh, jeez. That's why.
But no, it had a really cool spin on it. It was funny, like the rabbit, the hero, you know. It shows her, like, one of the little sequences, it shows her, like, trying to write all these tickets, you know? Like, that's what her job was about, you know? So, I like that they focus on, like, oh, look, they're just generating revenue. But then, you know, she actually wound up doing some cool stuff and solving a little bit bigger problem. And
as some police officers do.
Yeah, some. oh, man. But no, it was fun, man. And there's so many there was like some cool adult references in it. Like, there's some Breaking Bad references in it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
See, the good ones always do that. They always find a way to just hint these things at the adults.
Same thing with like Zootopia or Secret Lives of Pets. So in Secret Lives of Pets, the bad guy is basically like the government in the form of animal control. And there's,
Animal farm?
Animal control.
Oh.
You know, like
I thought we were talking about the book.
Which they're not the worst. You know, they do serve somewhat, you know. I'd rather most time if you call animal control, they're not gonna like shoot your dog or you know what I mean?
They stop actually, resisting.
Yeah. Oh, he barked at me through the fence. So, you know, I went back to my car and shot him with a rifle, which actually happened recently.
Oh, God.
But, no, it was good, man. And, like, the there's all these pets that get thrown away, or they're called the fleshed pets. And they're led by, like, this little bunny rabbit. Mm. And they live in the sewers. And all the domesticated pets, they call them leash lovers. So there's a lot of cool themes in it, man. I really enjoyed it.
That's pretty good.
So
after Pickles and Stream. Okay.
I think we could segue into Mr. Pickles from the kids' movies.
Okay.
Because, you know, they're both animated. I wish you would have given it more than like half an episode. I don't feel like you're qualified to make any judgments.
Maybe I'll give it another... Maybe I'll skip ahead.
Literally 5 minutes.
I feel like the show doesn't even have that deep of a plot line. I can skip ahead to a few episodes.
I'm going to prove you wrong. Just, I was just, they had me at the freaking intro alone.
Not enough.
You know? Maybe I just have that sick sense of humor, you know?
Maybe.
Like, I don't have any problem with the dog, like, you know, just killing people that need to be killed or, you know what I mean? Anyway, we'll see.
All right.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm done talking about... I guess we're done talking about movies you haven't... You know, kids' movies you haven't seen.
Zootopia, I'm not opposed to seeing...
It's a fun movie, so...
You know, I don't have kids in the house anymore, so it's going to be a little weird if I go see Zootopia. I'm not opposed to seeing it, though. I would absolutely see
Zootopia. Yeah, if you went with Zootopia. Your girlfriend, you know, with your lady friend, it'd probably be all right. If you went by yourself...
Yeah, it'd be a little weird. Yeah, can I get a small popcorn? I'm here for Zootopia.
Yeah.
No, I'll watch it when I get around to it after I finish watching Stranger Things.
Yeah, you gotta watch it. So if we do an episode soon again, we can talk about
Stranger Things recap.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I'm trying to stay current here, but you know,
I'm
life gets in the way, man. You know.
I'm still gonna give Stranger Things the benefit of the doubt. You know, Netflix, like I said, it's a brand I trust. You suggested it. I know other people that have watched it, but I'll tell you what, you suggested Mr. Pickles to me. What a stupid freaking show that was. I couldn't do it. I gave it an honest 5 minutes.
Yeah, you gave it a whole half an episode.
But you talked it up.
Well, let's talk about Mr. Pickles is what? It's an animated show on Adult Swim, right?
Yep.
Basically, it's this kind of dark humor or surreal comedy where there's like this normal family, the Goodmans, and they, you know, they moved out in a small town or whatever. And they have a son, Timmy, who's this kind of like hapless, naive kid, you know, Mr. Pickles. And they have a border collie named Mr. Pickles, mm-hmm. which gets his name from Timmy giving him a pickle every time he does something good. Well, nobody knows except their grandpa that Mr. Pickles is actually a satan. Well, Yeah, that's very satanic, mass murdering, into very deviant BDSM adult behavior, and nobody knows except Grandpa. Nobody believes him because he think he's going senile. So it's amazing. I mean, no, it's not everybody's cup of tea, and I get that.
When you said satanic, I was on board, and I remember watching the intro, and the intro was like all speed metal, low growling, and I was like, yeah,
it's legit, definitely.
Great. There wasn't, you know what?
Good boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There wasn't enough Satan in the show for me.
In the first 5 minutes of the one episode that you half watched.
I'll give it another shot.
Oh my God.
But.
And I know you're being, I know you're not like technically satanic.
No, I just love metal. I like dark things. Dark things are awesome.
To me, like some people will probably watch that and get freaked out.
If you watch the first 5 minutes, you won't get freaked out, guys. You'll get bored.
If you have as bad of ADHD as Andrew does, yeah, probably.
Squirrel.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. No, but you know, to me, it's like the whole – I just look at it as a joke. I've never been able to take like the whole – I love the music, but the whole like the whole black metal aspect of like let's get dressed up in face paint. And
yeah, I'll get it.
It's kind of like a theater to me. You know, like that's the way I look at it. It's and it's not something – you know, I'm not saying some people aren't serious about it, but – I just think it's very derivative.
It's just Halloween to me. It's just dress up, right, costumes. Right. It's a show. It's an act.
Some people obviously take it like way too far, but I think this show is just kind of making fun of it, or taking that like aspect of it and putting it into what's essentially like Lassie, you know? Because if you look at it, like Mr. Pickles is just what he does. What Lassie does? Yeah, he's into all this stuff, but he does. You know, he's out there to protect his master. Not the Dark Lord, but Timmy, and even like Grandpa, who you know, the Grandpa character, forgot his name anyway, who knows about him and who always trying to like, Mr. Pickles is evil, you know. He's protected him a few times, and you know he has his fun with him. Don't get me wrong, but
sure. the animation was just really primitive.
I love how
probably on purpose.
I love how we went from animated kids movies to
satanic animation.
Yeah, 11 minute long black metal satanic cartoons.
I don't know. The animation was cheap. Some of the vulgar
that's
the
a
vulgar
style,
jokes,
man. That's not
was...
substance though. That's a you know, you're going for, you know, you're looking at the, like the style of it. I'm looking at the substance. It's just and, like it the was... jokes.
Well, if there was a joke then I missed it. It wasn't funny.
Yeah, well.
I'll try it again. I'll skip ahead a few seasons or a season or two and watch a different
but
episode.
It all ties together, man. And did you even get to the part where the sheriff is there?
Nope.
Okay. See, well,
I told you five minutes on the dot. And
I feel like half of this episode is going to be me just kicking and dragging you into like TV shows. First, it was Game of Thrones. Now it's Stranger Things, and then Mr. Pickles. But you know what? I'm always right. So
well, let's not forget about Bubba Hotep.
Bubba Hotep is a great
you
movie.
You sullied your name and your credibility with that movie.
Okay. It's okay. Bubba Hotep, for those that don't know, let's not bury the lead. Okay. Yeah, Bubba Hotep is a film by, I don't know who it's by, but it was a few years ago, early 2000s, yeah, with Bruce Campbell.
Stars Bruce Campbell, which great start.
Yeah. Playing an aged Elvis who's in a nursing home. And it had Ossie Davis was who's this really
John F. Kennedy.
I haven't seen a lot of ways in, but Ossie Davis was like this really kind of, he's a great actor from what I've read, or you know, little bits of that I've seen. But he played an old guy in the nursing home who thought he was John F. Kennedy.
Yeah.
And they had to stop this basically mummy thing or whatever. It's called Bubba Hotep. It's amazing, and it is a little slow at times, I'll grant that, but it's worth it just for their performances alone, dude. They kill it. Bruce Campbell's amazing in it. Ossie Davis is hilarious, dude, and there's so many good like one-liners, and there's all these cool visual things they do. So
I will say on both of these shows, Bubba Hotep,
some kind of Bubba Hotep
on Bubba Hotep and Mr. Pickles, I watched both of those by myself. Which I don't think I'm the type of person that should watch comedies by themselves. Like I need that community feel to it. So,
okay,
you know, maybe that's the, cause I told you before I saw Big Lebowski by myself. I didn't like it that much. Super Troopers by myself. Didn't like it that much. And of course I love those movies now. And so maybe I'm missing that communal effect of laughing with someone else.
Watch it with your girl, man. She seems to have better taste than you, so.
I don't want her to listen to this, because if she hears this, then she's going to think it's true, and I'm going to lose all my leverage.
I can't wait for her to be on the show. If that's still an option, we'll see.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We'll see. We'll see if I let her.
Whoa.
God, I hope she doesn't listen to this.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's going to cost you so much to edit that out, dude. You have no idea.
I'll bring over the next six pack.
There you go.
I know how to win you over.
I'm a cheap date. So, yeah, but all these shows, I've only came to them through streaming.
And that's the way to go, man. I've been without cable since the end of the football season. That's my only reason for keeping cable. As soon as the season's over, sports are over.
Yeah,
I lose it, and you can stream everything else. And there's other ways to, you know, if you want to pirate things, or there's other, you know, less than legitimate streaming sites.
Well, I don't know anything about that. So
no, but of course there are.
I've heard of these things of which you speak, but
But no, everything has it. I mean, even I was pretty late to the game with Breaking Bad, but by the time I started watching it, it was, I think it was the third time I brought up Breaking Bad this time.
Oh, I only watched it on Netflix.
Exactly.
You know, so I had, I'm always a little, and that's kind of like, that's the price you pay, I guess, is if you just stream or whatever. It's like you have to be able to delay gratification, you know, because it is tough to not, you know, not be up on things like, oh, dude, did you
miss the water cooler talk?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, but, and then you got to worry about spoilers. So you run away with your hands over your ears. La, 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 you know?
Yeah. But that might also be why I was less interested in Game of Thrones too. That's kind of a roll of the dice because I didn't have to sit with these cliffhangers for a week.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. Like cable's really not worth it anymore to me. Streaming is the way to go. I feel, and hopefully that's the way of the future, or at least there's gonna be some kind of TV a la carte menu that you pick.
Well, that's the way it should be, but FCC has created basically a de facto monopoly on providing that service.
Yeah.
You know, I got to get that libertarian aspect into
it. Yeah, no.
No, yeah, totally. I mean, you know, who can you get your cable from in this area realistically? One or two companies,
one of two.
Cux. I mean, Cox. Cux.net.
Cux.
Yeah.
And what, CenturyLink?
Yeah. I'm not a fan of DSL. Unless you're like close to like a node or whatever they call it, like the further away you get from like their centers, their hubs or whatever they call them, the slower you get. So yeah, it may make sense to have DSL in certain areas, but when you live further out or whatever, it's kind of, you're kind of stuck going with cable. And I've dealt with that a little bit. I actually called my provider a couple of weeks ago or last week, and I was ready to just, like, I don't have cable, but I have like basic TV, which is like, you know, the networks and whatever else, channels.
The big ones.
QVC. You know, I need my, I don't know. I don't watch a lot of them. So I don't know how television shopping channels stay.
I don't know.
With the advent of online shopping, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know how they're still, I mean, that's great if they are, if they're being competitive and still managing to do it.
I just don't get how they are.
I don't watch them, so I don't know. But
everything else is so much more convenient.
Right.
I don't get it.
I guess they offer, like, you know, ooh, call now, you know.
And we'll throw it. Yeah, I don't know.
But
I'm kind of impressed. I mean, Netflix was, and I'm not opposed to Netflix. I love Netflix. That's my go-to. But, I mean, even Amazon is trying to...
They're not a sponsor of this show. That's why.
No, they're not. But if they want to give me some free Netflix, then
or
that's
if
cool.
If Ninkasi wants to send us some free beer, we'd love that too. So
hook up ZGY podcast. But yeah, Amazon, they're stepping it up with their original programming.
Yeah.
They've done but they had that killer, I don't know if it was a promotion or what, but the Arizona Cardinals had that all or nothing special, 8 episodes where you can watch, for free without a subscription, Netflix video, or excuse me, Amazon video. As long as you have an Amazon account, you can watch it.
Yeah.
And so that was a pretty cool promo, but really I took the freebie and I watched it and I ran. I never browsed.
Yeah,
a lot
of people do that. But
yeah, they should have expected it though.
I like Amazon Prime just because if you order a lot of stuff, the free shipping makes sense. But they also do have some other cool programs like The Man in the High Castle, which is
there's a few you told me about.
Which is one of those shows that I started watching and never got around to finishing. I'm really bad at that. I'm like halfway through.
What a great testimony to Amazon's video.
No, it's a testimony to my you know, lack of attention span, which is only it's slightly longer than yours, but not you know, nothing to write home about, or lack of time actually. Mm. Yeah, it's there's some really cool original programming on there.
Yeah,
but mostly it's the free shipping and other stuff.
That's killer.
You can do some music streaming too. Like they have their Amazon Music, so I'll listen to a lot of albums through that. So
did you see that Cardinal special?
Yeah, I'm like 3 episodes in. It's
you didn't finish it?
No.
Okay. Is it? You know?
Did you? Oh well, you finished that one.
Of course, I finished. I don't have kids.
Yeah, but you can't even start Stranger Things.
I've been really busy.
Yeah.
Why?
Sorry.
The Cardinals thing, I'm watching it and I forget about a lot of the season, but then of course by the time it comes down to the last game against the Panthers, as a Cardinals fan, you know, Lions are my number one, but Cardinals, man, I love that team. We all know how it ends, but it's edited and directed and set up so well that
That, that's the sound of Palmer choking.
They didn't show how bad the choke was.
No, their defense didn't do anything that game either, so they didn't.
Yeah. No,
our defense did not shut them down at all. But
no, it didn't. But I mean, it's a great series worth watching. I love, in general, I just love watching behind the scenes things, whether it be behind the scenes of The Office with bloopers or the making of or anything. I love things like that. I love seeing locker room talk and practices and OTAs and training camp, and
that's
they dip into all of that.
I love watching the games. Like, I have a good friend who lives close to me, and he has DirecTV. I mean, you know, most of the Cardinals games I can watch here, but I, you know, really enjoy watching the games with him and some other friends too.
Oh, well, screw you then.
Whatever, man.
Don't come over.
Do you want me to bring the whole clan?
Oh, you bring the whole family?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, you go to your friend's house.
That's what I figured. Well, you're watching Zootopia. But no, it's cool because I haven't always been a big football fan because I usually worked on the days it was on. Whatever. Never grew up playing it or whatever. But I enjoy the game, and I really love the Cardinals now, you know, that I've been able to watch actual games. So it's cool to see kind of behind the scenes and how they all, you know, interact. And, you know, watching Bruce Arians is just always fun, man.
That guy makes me want to be a football player now.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, those behind the, I love seeing them in the classroom, seeing all the defensive players in their classroom.
Yeah, you see all the
wide
work,
receiver room, and
it's not just like seeing them on, you know, one Sunday a week. It's like seeing what they do day in and day out, and like how much strategy and analysis and planning and goes into it, and how different personalities interact and affect each other. So
the one thing they didn't really go into too much, which, and they shouldn't have, I'm glad they didn't. I would have liked to have seen it myself, but game planning specifically for certain teams. We're playing the Bengals this week.
Right.
Andy Dalton runs a lot of these plays. They run these
kind of
plays.
They probably don't want to give up too much.
Yeah. So maybe out of respect for the other team, or
they're going to play him again this year.
Are they?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, they might be.
I don't know if why they picked and choose,
or maybe it's just boring.
What kind of things they've shown, but I'd be curious how the Cardinals or any team game plans for a specific other team. But no, it's a killer series, and just showing, you know, Tyrann Mathieu getting hurt, and then he's seeing how Michael Bidwell and Steve Keim, you know, kind of handled it, and the organization. Shoot, man. B.A. he had tears in his eyes when he got hurt. And a lot of things, man. It just brings the human element to the game instead of just these guys in pads and helmets.
Right, exactly.
You know, being brutes against each other. There's a calculated reason for a lot of these plays, and I like seeing that.
And maybe, you know, I don't have ESPN or any of that stuff, and even if I did, I wouldn't watch it probably. So it's cool for me to be able to, you know, I'm sure they do stuff like that, you know, like in-depth stuff.
On ESPN?
Yeah, or whatever, other sports things. But, you know, to follow that whole team around for that whole season, I think, you know, and then just release it all at one time.
Yeah,
you know what
cool.
I mean? That's and they're just going to leave. Cable's going to die. It's dying.
It needs to. They're the
I mean,
only
the modern
reason.
Day incarnation of it.
Yes.
Like I said, I think you should be able to pick a la carte or whatever, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
From whoever and whatever channels you want. You know, who's going to. Because they're going to have that much competition. Like, that's why I think, like, Amazon and Netflix, even Hulu to some degree. So Hulu has some cool. They did a 11/22/63, which was a Stephen King novel. It's about the assassination of JFK. You know, but it's a really cool story, and it was really well done. James Franco was in it, and you know, a lot of other cool actors. But you know, they had to compete for your dollars. Like, you choose to subscribe to them. Like, you could cancel a subscription at any time. Like, I don't need Netflix, I don't need Hulu. Can't really do that. Like, if I want cable, if I want internet right now, I have to at least get that through my cable provider, you know?
Yeah.
But so I think they're like forced to be more competitive and come up with better or more creative concepts, because most network, you know, I don't know a lot about other shows on, you know, cable television, but like the network shows, most of them are just They bore me to death. I don't want anything to do with them.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah.
That's the market work.
I got really excited when I heard that Sony, I think they either struck a deal or they are still working on the deal with the NFL. And you can supposedly stream NFL games on your PlayStation. And as soon as that becomes a thing, I'm getting rid of DirecTV.
Right.
So, no, I'm excited for it. But, yeah, it's ideally.
Now we just got to get those teams to pay for their own stadiums and stop using taxpayer money.
No kidding. Oh, my God.
Anyway, that's a whole other episode.
We've talked about it before. We did. That's still frustrating. Those poor people in Minnesota paying for Valhalla. That's not the name of the stadium, but it should be because it looks like a Viking ship.
Oh, well, it should be the name of the stadium. I mean, is it the nickname?
That's the nickname that my co-host Nick gave it.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
They call it something
into the whole
else.
Mythology of
I think
it
they might have called it the... damn it. I don't know. They called it something. But yeah, it fires on all cylinders. You know, the Viking's name and all that.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm hoping... my dad and I, we always pick a game to travel to once a year. So he wants to go to Detroit this year, and I kind of want to suggest going to. Did you laugh at me? You dick.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm just smirking. I'll kind of be moaning the plight of Detroit, I guess.
And my foolish optimism of the team or just Detroit, the city in general?
The city.
Man, yeah. I believe in that city. You have to. Oh, I have to. I don't have to. I like to.
I want it to do well.
It's cool because when you go into the city, granted, I've only been in the Detroit area. You know, I don't venture too far out of that.
You don't go be on 8 Mile, bro?
I've been down 8 Mile. Holy crap, that is scary.
Yeah.
Screw that. No, if you go down, like downtown Detroit, it's just a lot of little independent businesses. You're not going to find Chili's. You're not going to find, these chains.
Right.
That part I dig a lot.
Okay, everyone's got their local flavor. I get that.
But the fact that it's downtown is really cool. So Dad wants to go to Detroit. I kind of want to go to
Detroit. I think Detroit's that city that it's going to have to just hit. It's like, I've never been there, but from what I've read and what I've seen on, the news or the internet, it's got to hit rock bottom before it picked itself
back
up.
It hasn't hit rock bottom yet?
I don't know because, maybe they're making strides. I don't know. Oh, but, man.
I don't know how much lower they can go.
I,
industrious people.
I'm
I'll
not
give them that. They are opportunists.
I want to. Yeah, well, yeah, because
prostitutes all over the place.
I hope they. I hope they turn it around and right the ship.
Yeah. No, I do, man. I have love for the city. I've been there, a few times over the last few years, and always had a good time, man. People actually aren't too bad. I've never really felt a danger walking. Maybe it's my own naivety, but I mean, walking around at night in the city, I really don't feel at risk. Yeah, it's a cool place, man. Yeah, I dig it. Yeah. Go Lions.
Yay.
Oh, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid again. No, I'm curious.
As long as it's not laced with lead. Oh, wait, that was Flint.
No shit, man. Oh. Gosh, dang, they can't catch a break.
Well, now, I heard they're having, first it was their water, now I think it's their garbage collection they're having an issue with.
Really? What, is there a strike or something?
I don't know. God, it's just good times to be had.
Yeah. Now I'm wondering what's going to happen to the Cardinals this year. I mean, to wrap up the football talk. Super Bowl or bust. You can't get any better. They were outmatched. They were mismatched with the Carolina game. What an embarrassment that was. They have all the tools they need. They have an offensive line. Yeah. They have a running game. They have a passing game. They have a defense. Like, you just have to be better than that other team now. Where the Lions, we have our weaknesses. There's teams that have weaknesses all over the place. But the Cardinals, they're balanced. If Eli can win two rings, Carson Palmer can win one.
I hope so. Well, there's one Lion player that had it right. And
Calvin Johnson when he quit.
He got out when it was good.
Yeah.
No, it's, you probably know his name, dude.
Yeah.
He's talking about, let's just talk about it. You're the Pokemon guy.
Here's a segue, guys.
We're going to talk to Pokemon. We're going to bring up Pokemon because that's another phenomenon.
It's hard to avoid.
Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Why not Pokemon?
Because there's not an A in the name, David.
or Pokemon.
I will leave right now.
Okay.
Why don't you start this shit?
I don't know, I'm just needling you.
Yeah, no, I heard about this. Go ahead.
So there was a Lions player who was walking around Tempe, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he saw all of these people playing Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
And he
was playing it too.
He was playing the game, right? Okay. So, and he said, you know what? I'm out. He tapped out. Because he thinks it's a mind control thing. They're walking around like zombies, and we've all seen it. I've seen it a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And you've been out, actually, where all these zombies congregate.
Mm-hmm.
So what... Okay. tell me about your experiences, dude, as a Pokemon, Pokemon player.
There's been a handful of times that the girlfriend and I have gone to, you know, we'll go to parks because that's where the Poke stops are. You go to, and mind you, every time I talk about this, I feel incredibly stupid because I fully understand how childish this sounds. It's juvenile.
I'm not gonna tell you how to spend your free time. It looks like a fun game. I just, you know, I can't get in.
It's like you playing Clash of Clans. I don't want to get into it because I know if I
why
do,
I say, I'm why don't you just it. Grow up, be an adult, and play Clash of Clans like a fucking man, dude. Clash of Mans. No, but and actually, Pokemon has hurt my Clash of Clan. It's hurt my clan. I hate to say my clan because that sounds really tribalist.
Yeah, no,
or whatever.
No, keep going, Grand Wizard.
Yeah, it's hurt my group of people that I play with because they're not as active anymore. You know, they're out there chasing these mythical creatures. Yeah. You know, that don't exist.
Yeah, well, true. No, man, I've gone to a handful of parks because that's where the Poke stops are. I've seen Red Mountain Park, Desert Breeze Park, Freestone Park. I'm gonna go to Kiwanis Park and hike A Mountain. And because that's, you know, different Pokemon kind of reside in different parts of the valley. And
yeah.
And all these parks have the Poke stops where if you go to a Poke stop, you can shut up.
That sounds almost as bad as Jackfest. All right. Sorry.
Oh, that's perfect.
All right, let's clean it.
Dang it. I mean, you need items. You need like the Pokeballs to catch things, and you need different kind of potions to heal your Pokemon after battles. It's a whole thing. There's strategy to the game. And so when I go to these things, of course, there's dozens upon dozens, and maybe on a certain night, maybe on weekends, there might be even 100 or two people just walking around.
And this is you're talking about your experiences here in July.
Yeah. Oh my God, how hard is it to get people outside in July in Arizona? But this game is doing it.
It's a Sisyphean feat or a Herculean feat almost.
Yeah.
It's respectful. It's worthy respect.
It's interesting, and I'm not going to call it exercise. It's walking. It's walking, guys.
Is walking not exercise? Technically?
The same way as hanging on a set of monkey bars is. Walking is barely exercise,
anyway,
I feel.
Okay, for some people who may not be as active as others, walking is an exercise.
Okay.
I think walking would count.
Walk fast.
Especially if it's low impact.
I mean, you have to walk to incubate your eggs. So the faster you walk, the quicker you can incubate your eggs. So maybe power walk, guys.
Wait, you're talking about in Pokemon.
In Pokemon, yeah.
Not in real life.
Yeah, no, man, okay. I don't want any women to incubate their eggs.
I don't know. You know, I just want to clear it up.
I definitely get it. There's people just heads down. I've almost ran into people. I've almost ran into things. I've definitely bumped into my girlfriend a handful of times staring at my phone because I'm waiting for something to pop up. A Pokemon to pop up, that is. There's I don't know. I hate that I love
nice
the game.
Save. Yeah.
But Detroit Lions guard Larry Warford said he was walking around Tempe and just saw people's heads buried in their phone. And he's like, but he took it a step farther than I would. He said that's mind control, you know.
Well, it's interesting because I'm not a Star Trek fan. I'm more of a Star Wars guy. Yeah, as you know, but. I guess there was an episode of Star Trek called In the Next Generation, which Star Trek's just a big socialist, you know, propaganda thing, but it's fun in its own way, called The Game, where the whole crew of the ship was, like, entranced in this handheld game, you know, and it actually was a tool of
mind control,
mind control by some other, you know, species or whatever the hell, you know, it was. But, and only one person, you know, figured it out. But, and I'm not saying that's what this is, but that no. It does kind of have like an uncanny resemblance to that, I guess, from what little I've seen.
Yeah.
Just by watching you.
I don't get the obsession with the game because I mean, here I am. I was on my way to your house here to podcast, and I've definitely stopped at least twice because I saw gyms nearby. So I stopped by, take a quick battle.
I wonder what took you so long to get here.
Team Instinct. And, yeah, I don't know, man. The game is just fun to, I don't know why I don't, but here I am playing it.
No, that's cool. I mean, it looks like fun. I can't invest in it. Time wise, so I'm like, and I never watched the show.
No, and so that,
you know, if I had probably watched the show, I'd be a little more prone to like pick up the app. But yeah, you know, it does look fun.
And that's another thing. It's not like it's a.
I'm pretty much a recluse anyway, dude. It's like, you know, so it wouldn't. Where am I going to catch one?
So am I. But this game has got me out of the house, and so I mean, to that game, to the game's credit. No, but there's
I know a lot of people play with their kids, so that, you know, if I could get my kids to play it, if they were interested, I'd probably do that.
Something I saw that was super shitty was the girl and I were walking around a park. There was a dad with his face in the phone and his kid walking next to him. And the kid was talking to him, and the dad was just giving the kid just these quick answers. Dad, are we going to do this later? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to do it later. Yeah. I'm like, come on,
That man. Could be anything, though. He could have been like Snapchatting.
He was playing Pokemon.
But you know, yeah.
So there's little things. There's mongoloids. There's idiots out there that kind of bum me out.
Mouth breathers.
That's
another thing. I always love that term. And then they use mouth breathers. Mm-hmm. And then they use that. They use it in Stranger Things. I was like, yes.
Oh, nice.
So anyway.
No, dang it.
Tying it back into it. But
Yeah. No, I don't know, man. The game is cool, and it's done a heck of a lot of better job of getting people out of the house than the NFL Play 60 Michelle Obama have.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, for what it's worth, man.
Score one for the free market.
Yeah.
You know, how much time and energy or, you know, and money did the government spend in, like you said, trying to get people to get out, and then this app does it. So I do like that aspect of it, that you're actually getting people, encouraging people to go out and go to a park or walk around, or, you know, maybe play with your kids if you're doing it right.
Yeah. And I have seen a handful of families.
But there's
out.
You know, it's amazing the stuff that's happened, like people falling off of cliffs.
Yeah, finding dead bodies, people getting kidnapped or robbed.
Yeah, no. So, you know, be smart about it.
There's always that small percentage of idiots out there.
If you were going to remake Stand By Me, which was based on The Body by Stephen King, it's like a short story. Now you could do it with Pokemon. You could have these kids out there with with Pokemon stumbling on this dead body.
Dead body, huh? Yeah. I wonder which one is this? Corpsey.
Corpsey.
What does he evolve to?
I almost said Stiffy.
Stiff. he's gonna go from Stiffy with a rigor mortis to Corpsey.
Okay. Yeah, so
great. No, there's a handful of people that ruin it, like the idiot dad who's not paying attention to his kid, which really bummed me out. And then in
Arizona there was the couple that left their kid unattended. Not even.
Yeah.
It's one thing to walk around with your kid and be like, "Yeah, shut up, kid. You know, I'm going to catch you.
Maybe neglect them.
I'm
going to
catch a tentacle thing, or I don't know what you call them.
It's tentacool.
Tentacool. I don't know.
God, sorry, listeners. This guy's a noob.
Yeah. Pardon my. You know.
But yeah.
Yeah. There was like a couple here in Arizona
in Santan Valley
that. Totally just left their 2-year-old. Like, I don't know if they left him in the house. It sounds like what I think from what I read, it sounds like they left the kid in the house to go play. And mm-hmm. He probably got up. Like maybe the kid was taking a nap or something. And or he was in the house watching SpongeBob and he got up and like wandered outside and he got locked out. And he was like locked out of his house in like a diaper and a shirt and like 90 plus degree weather.
Yeah,
and they're walking around a park. You know, maybe you saw him. Who knows? Maybe, yeah. And and you know, their kid's just like,
it's
you know, you're parenting. You're doing it wrong. You know, what
yeah.
I mean? Like, at least when I play Clash of Clans, I'm in the house. You know, I'm pretty much I'm sure where my kids are at. No, no. I mean, I know where they're at, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Imagine, like, as come a on, parent, man, like, you're leaving the house, leaving your 2-year-old unattended.
Right.
Whether the kid is asleep, watching TV, I don't care what it is. And that kid needs constant supervision. Oh, absolutely. You can't bail like that.
Yeah.
So idiots. Yeah. There's people that are going to bring bad attention to this game and then maybe give this game some bad press.
So, but yeah.
Idiot people.
I'm going to go ahead and coin a new term right now. Pokemongoloid. Because that's what those. You heard it here first. I don't believe in IP, intellectual property, but if I did, I would copyright that shit right now. Pokemongoloid. Oh, and that's what they are, dude. They're mongoloids, man, that just totally abdicated their responsibility to their kids and, mm-hmm. and ultimate fail. Sorry.
Yeah.
You know, bring the kid with you or go out one at a time. You know, if you really have to catch that Pokemon, maybe, go in shifts, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, man. Fucking pathetic.
I mean, to go along with the bad name that some Pokemon players are giving the rest of us, you know, there's the people, you know, abandon their kids. There's people that walked into traffic. I only read a headline.
I almost think that's like, I don't want to say it's Darwinism or, you know, evolution at work, but if you're dumb enough to walk into traffic playing a video game, the gene pool might be better without you. I don't know.
Yeah. Dude, that's a bit of natural selection. There's someone that walked into it was total clickbait, so I didn't click on it. But it showed a mugshot of two people that said they walked into a monkey enclosure because there was a Pokemon in there. And I'm like, no.
Was it a Pokemon or was it an actual monkey?
Manky. You know, was it a monkey or a monkey, or was it a primate?
Yeah, primate.
Because they're a real Pokemon.
Are they okay?
Yeah, no, they are.
You know, were they like looking at it like? That's a weird looking Pokemon. It's an actual monkey. Gotcha. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, he looks pissed.
He's ripping my face off.
He's probably 620 CP. Pokemon jokes. No, so there's people that ruin it for everyone. And there's what I thought was interesting was there was those group of Pokemon players that fully camped out in a I don't know if it was just a cemetery in general or if it was specifically a veterans cemetery.
Yeah.
What a shitty... I mean, there's definitely two sides to this.
Well, no, there's not. I'm going to say, go ahead. You can say there's two sides, but I don't think there is.
Well,
but go on.
Because these people went so far as to bring a canopy, like a tent.
Sure.
Hammocks is what I heard in the argument. There's a YouTube video, guys. You can watch this. They, you know, apparently there's hammocks. Okay. They were fully camped out. Now, there are Pokestops, like I said, where you can get power-ups. And in some places, there are multiple Pokestops in, like, one location. If I stand here, I can, like, cash in on these Pokestops all around me. So I can understand why you would camp out. But these players decided to camp out in a cemetery, which is
No. It was not a cemetery.
What was it?
Let's wind it back.
Bring it back.
Let's bring it back, baby. No, it was... It's a memorial park, which is actually not a cemetery. Okay. It was in Minnesota.
That's a big difference.
Somewhere in Minnesota.
As you can tell by the accents in the video.
Like, okay. I'm not making fun of Minnesotan accents, but God, they're fun. I can't say any other Minnesotan accent except like an A, like a long A.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
What are you doing here in our park?
Park. Yeah, I was thinking Fargo, you know. But, God, great movie. No, so, yeah, like you said, there's different, quote-unquote, Pokestops, I guess. And one of them happened to be in this memorial park, which, you know, was dedicated to veterans, but it's public. I guess
it is public.
It's public property. So, you know, these Pokemons, Pokemangaloids, decided, hey, let's set up shop in the park, you know, which is public property. They weren't camping, technically. You know, just because you
said... Technically not camping.
You know what I mean? So they weren't, like, indigent people. You know, they weren't homeless or whatever. You know, they just set up, like, a... You know, they were probably just hanging out there for the day, which, if that's how you want to spend your time, that's more power to you. Mm-hmm. It's public property. So, yeah, they set up, like, a pop-up canopy. I didn't see any hammocks, but the one... You know, there was a veteran, an irate veteran who was...
Oh, he was pissed.
Going off. So, yeah, I mean, they're sitting there in this park, you know. I don't think they were playing, you know. I don't think, even if they were playing music, it's still technically public property. They weren't violating any laws, from what I understand, or what, like, they had had contact with the police before, and the cops basically said, "Hey, you're not doing anything wrong as long as you know don't bother anybody else, and you're not camping here, or whatever the hell." So this group of veterans got fed up with it and decided to, like, thrash their camp, dude.
Totally did.
Like, threw their pop-up down.
Like, flipped it over.
Yeah, flipped it over. Jumped on it. Started ripping it apart.
Breaking it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's, at that point, it's destruction of property, right, where these guys are honestly minding.
Yeah.
I mean, disrespectful maybe, but they are fully minding their own business. I mean, in my opinion, yeah, disrespectful.
It,
but,
well, no. Okay, you can argue whether it's tasteful or not.
Yeah.
I don't, like I said, I don't know what they were doing, but it's public property. And from everything I've read, it was like a very little used park or little known about park, you know. And that's, I understand that these people want to go there, the veterans and whatever, but they don't have the right to, you know what I mean, stop other people from doing that. And all those people were doing were exercising their rights to freely assemble, mm-hmm, their rights to free speech, their right to. It's public property. It was not. It's not a cemetery. It's not a shrine, you know. And these guys took it upon themselves to, like, you know, totally go bonkers or what?
They took it way too far
and destroy and assault. You know, they were,
he did assault him. He slapped.
Well, I don't know if he slapped the phone out or actually hit him.
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
You know, but
I would have had, if I were the kids, if I were them, I would have had a hard time keeping my composure. But at the same time, I would have just kept poking at him because I know I'm right.
You kept poking at him or Pokemoning at him?
I would have poked him, man.
He Pokemoned him. So, yeah, you know, it's just like, dude, you don't – it's public – first of all, it's public property. You don't have a right
– to kick someone, you know, out.
I understand.
It's not your space.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not hallowed ground. It's not a cemetery. It's not a shrine or what have you. It's public property. It's a public park. They have a right, every right to be there as much as you do. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it just reminds me, it's like this guy, you know, it's like that old, all these people get so upset when you disrespect the flag or whatever. And you see those shirts, it's like, stomp, you know, if you stomp my flag, I'll stomp your ass. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, I think this guy just took a little step further. Like, if you stomp my flag or my park, I'll stomp your app. You know, he's like, he's trying to stomp the Pokemon app out. You know,
yeah, where's that shirt?
I'll stomp your app, you know, or app. I don't know how you say it in Minnesota.
Yeah,
I'll stomp your app. Anyway.
That sounded Australian.
Yeah, it did sound Australian.
Stomp your app.
I'll stomp your app, mate.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Those guys just took it too far. I mean, I'll still say those guys, the kids were probably being dicks. Pick a different spot to camp at out, maybe. I mean, maybe go through, just hit the Pokestops, then take off. You don't have to hang out there. Right. I wonder what was there that was keeping them in that area. Maybe specifically
the irate people who thought they, you know, they had a right to, you know, they always fought for your freedom, except for your freedom to be in this park and do what you want because it's public property. You know what I mean? Like, how do you not make that connection? You know what I mean? That's what really bugs me too, is it's like, you know, I have friends who and family who were in the military and I respect their feelings on some things, or, you know, I respect where they're coming from sometimes, mm-hmm. not necessarily how they feel about things, but it's like, I've had discussions with them there where they're like, well, you know, if you see somebody disrespecting the flag, it's like, they're disrespecting us because, you know, that flag's been on the coffins of people that we served with. And I'm like, well, it's free speech. You know what I mean? It's,
yeah.
Unless they're burning somebody else's, you know, if they go to Walmart and buy a flag, it's their property.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're, you know, so it's their right, you know, the right to property. They can do whatever they want with their property.
Yeah.
It's just that symbol. You know what I mean? Like, you just because you have a certain feeling towards it, you know, they may have another feeling towards it. Like, a lot of people feel that symbol or that flag represents a lot of tyranny or you know, a lot of bad things that have happened to people overseas and or in this country even.
Yeah.
And they have a right to express their feelings just the same as you do. But a lot of people, like, will threaten physical. That guy came about as close as you could to physical violence.
Seriously, he did.
Just in defense. And there was no flag there, but it's the same kind of principle. You know, it's like, it's you know, those are the freedoms that you quote unquote supposedly were protecting or serving and protecting, or you know, your friends.
It's like, just because you disagree with it, I'm sorry,
were killed protecting, but because you disagree with it, you're gonna, you know, stomp them.
Yeah, he was laying into that kid. He was just berating him, and the kid, you can tell he was trying to prove a point when he said, "You went to war, you fought for free speech." And the guy cut him off, and I see what the kid was trying to say, but the guy was really picking and choosing which one of those rights he wanted to abide by that day. And I'm like, man, you gotta – sorry, man. It's a package deal. Right. You gotta take all the rights. Yeah,
try and be consistent at least.
No, that was
– you may disagree with it. You may not like it, but
– yeah, that was rough. Make fun of the kids maybe, but, I mean, don't get in their face and mess up their own property. That's a pretty shitty move, and you're really only weakening your argument at that point, because you're becoming the bully that's stomping all over their right. And
right.
Then what are you doing?
Yep. So let's you know, bring it out on a high note here with the Pokemon.
I know there's a lot of high notes with Pokemon.
I guess there was an autistic kid in a park near here that was, you know, autism's an interesting affliction or you know.
Yeah, don't vaccinate your kids, guys. Jenny McCarthy is fully against it.
That's a whole nother episode.
I'm sorry.
If you want to get in,
Jenny McCarthy's an idiot.
If you want to get into the whole vaccine schedules and, you know, risks and rewards, we can do that, but not with the time we have left.
No. No.
It's a calculator. Anyway.
Yeah.
So this, you know, I don't know. This kid had autism. He was at the park with his mom and these college kids, right? Probably some bros.
You want to vape, bro?
Yeah. Probably on their way, to vape some, you know, kush. I don't know. Whatever. Oh, or, you know, stomp somebody.
Yeah.
They stopped and they said, hey, you know, here's this kid. We're going to squirt barbecue sauce on him. You know, the kid's just sitting there minding his own business playing Pokemon.
Which, who does that anymore? Like, maybe 80s bullies. But, wow. Like, nowadays, come on, man. Huh? So, yeah, shit like that still happens.
Meatheads?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you they didn't have sleeves on their shirts.
That's probably a given. Frosted tips.
Frosted tips, bro.
Bruh.
Puka necklace.
Even vape, bro.
No, so they squirt barbecue sauce on the kid, man.
Yeah, and that's horrible. They called him a retard, which that's just ableist.
Come on, that's just
come
shitty.
On, man. The preferred term is developmentally disabled or different, what is it? Differently? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Or you can just shut your freaking mouth and go about your own business.
Mind your own effing business, pukes. But the cool thing was is that the community, you know,
the kids, the
community came out and
the artistic kid's sister gets online onto some Pokemon community, I think on Facebook, and kind of aired her grievances and you know, the internet actually came out and showed some positive signs and they somehow assembled a group. You know, maybe they designated, all right, this night, you know, he's going to be at Tempe Beach Park. And it was at Tempe Beach Park, I believe, that it happened. And she said, all right, he's going to be here at this time. And let's, you know, let's just make him, you know, feel welcome.
Yeah.
You know, not marginalized for being different and wanting to play this game that millions of others are playing. So
maybe they're just mad that he caught a Pokemon they couldn't.
You got a Charizard, you bastard. Yeah, I don't know. So... So
I can't physically take it from you because it's, you know, because it's virtual, but yeah. I'm gonna throw some condiments on you.
Take that
or
dip your chicken nuggets in that. So there's a ton of people. I guess it was a really good showing. A ton of people showed up.
Yeah,
this kid was all about it, man. You feel the positivity. Some people even brought gifts for him. They might bring him a hat or a shirt. Someone brought him a Pikachu stuffed animal And you know, you make them feel welcome again, and not
Pikachu,
not like an outsider anymore. Everyone knows Pikachu.
That's the only one I know.
That's the only one. Everyone
oh, it's Squirtle.
Because
I don't Squirtle. Know. It's just easy to remember. But
Bulbasaur, Onion Turtle.
That was a funny video too. Yeah, anyway, bearing the lead on that.
No, so it's good. I mean, really, I was kind of holding off on saying this earlier, so I didn't want to ruin the point now. But from what I've seen from this game, it's made a big sense of community. It kind of shuts off the communication a little bit because you're zoned into your phone so much.
Dude. You want that Pokemon
so much.
Might be rare, might be legendary. You don't know.
But I like how you said legendary because they are legendary Pokemon. But I was
popped up in my news feed. That's the only okay. reason. There's legendary in most things, so it's a safe bet. Yeah. But yeah,
I'm at Desert Breeze Park and I overhear someone from like 10, 20 yards out. And mind you, I hate talking about this because it sounds stupid. But I hear someone yell,
"Nerdaloo!
Guys, I found a Dratini!" I'm like, there's a Dratini over there.
A martini? Oh, I'd be more excited about that.
Let's not be mistaken. I was drinking at the park already.
Hobo. I love it.
Yeah, I was. I like the sense of community. Yeah. Everyone kind of is out there for the same goal. There was a day where, I took my trash to the recycling deposit place. And I'm like, oh, there's a bunch of Pokestops nearby. I happen to be by Red Mountain Park. So I'm a loner because I love being by myself. And I'm just circling the lake around the park. And I crossed paths with this guy. And he actually stopped and asked me, "Hey, how's your hunting going?" And I actually popped the earbuds in and I had a conversation with the stranger. I never do that. I don't like strangers. I don't like people because I'm negative like that.
Yeah.
But I talked to this guy for a few minutes about what we found, different strategies on how to play the game. He helped me. I helped him.
Nice.
And it, just kind of
brought everyone together.
It really does. Kumbaya. Make fun of it all you want.
No, it's cool because
you know what, David, you're being a jerk, and I really don't appreciate it. I'm leaving your show. Listen to Too Legit with Drew and Nick. ZGY podcast sucks. Mic drop.
Boop. No, that's cool because it's all voluntary and it's all. But yeah, so it's kind of cool to see how it. It's all the different aspects of it. Like,
I made fun of people for a long
people
time.
People meeting unfortunate demises or people getting, beat up or and then but then you have like the cool aspect of it where people are coming together and whatever. So
it's a lot like I was gonna say I made fun of you a lot for playing Clash of Clans, but now I kind of get it. Yeah. Like, oh, there's this club that I'm in, and you're not in the club? Well, come on and join the club. And
right.
The Pokemon Go reminds me a lot of Comic-Con. Everyone is together in your own nerd bubble, and everyone is on the same page, and you just kind of leave each other alone. You don't make fun of each other, no matter how dorky it is, or you don't look at – honestly, you don't look at, like, look at that. Look at what that guy's wearing. Look how big that guy is, or look at this girl, or nothing, man. You're just all out there kind of together,
nice.
And it all – blends really well.
It's bringing everyone together.
It really does, man. As hippie and as dorky as it sounds, it really gives that feel. And like I said, it's gotten me and my lady out of the house several times just to do something different.
Nice.
Get out, see things that you wouldn't see otherwise. So yeah.
All right, man.
So it's good. I dig it. Redemption in the third act, guys.
Yay. A great term.
I love it. Thank you for coming up with that. Or
telling me that. I stole it.
Yeah, I know you didn't come. But
it's probably
pretty common.
It's a common aspect in drama and story, novels and whatnot. So
yeah.
All right, man. Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing your Pokemon.
I'm glad I outed myself as a nerd.
You're in good company.
Like I'm not even a nerd with like cool nerd things like Star Wars and Star Trek. I'm a nerd with Pokemon. There's just I don't feel like there's a lot of coming back from that.
It's okay. It's a safe space, bro. So no judgment here. No, but like I said, it's cool because it's getting people out, and like I said, it's all voluntary. People are interacting for the most part well. So yeah. So let's just end it on that, man. And go catch some Pokemon. Got to catch them all.
Gotta catch them all.
Catch all the episodes of the ZGY, Zombies Government and You, and Drew. Tell them, your podcast.
Yeah, listen to Too Legit with Drew and Nick. We're on Stitcher and iTunes, Facebook, Twitter, and we have a really bad website. But yeah, listen to us. We're hoping to get David back on here.
Oh.
And what worries me is you volunteered for a rant show. Every so often when Nick and I can't come up with a topic, we said, let's just have a rant show. Let's just complain and talk about whatever we want. Hilarity will ensue. And you volunteered for that show. And I'm like, man, you're going to turn this into the ZGY legit show.
It's a hostile takeover, man.
You're going to bring your libertarian agenda to us.
I'm a narco-capitalist, man. That's, All right, buddy.
No, we're looking forward to getting you back on, man. I miss podcasting.
Get on it.
Yeah, but thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being on again, brother.
Thank you for the beer,
a pleasure.
By the way.
Yeah, good stuff.
Thank you, Ninkasi.
Ninkasi. All right, well, keep listening, guys. Thanks for all your support and time. And we'll see you next time.
Yeah.